Okay, so we'll start off. I'm going to try and think of names for things that don't have names.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you call the gap between a car and a trailer that it's towing?
The gap?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, that's a hard one.
Something golf, maybe.
Oh, yeah. The load golf. No. The load's in the trailer, isn't it?
It's going to be one word. Yeah. Something.
The sparsinate area.
The sparsinate area?
The sparsinate area.
Yeah. Maybe that's one word, not area. Sparsinataria.
Sparsinataria. Yeah. And that's because sparse is a bit of a gap, but it's an area.
Yeah.
Sparsinataria.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah. Okay, what about the noise that a fart makes on leather?
How is it different to a normal fart? Let's think of that.
Okay,
it's a bit more attack.
A bit more squeal on it.
Squeal on it. And it depends on how you lean. It can get a nice little pitch at the end.
Sometimes it can be delayed because it comes out as a bubble.
Yeah, absolutely right.
So we know that it's never the same.
We know it's never the same, so it's different.
It's always different.
And it's the noise we're coming out with. What's the noise?
What about a sneet?
Sneet. I don't know, it would be a sneet, because that's implying it's similar each time.
What about plimph?
Plimph. Are we describing what the sound is?
No, just like...
The name.
You just did a plimph, mate.
I think it should be like bird spotting, or maybe like the lesser spotted, or the greater spotted something.
Why is there spots in it?
That's a bird, like the greater variated slap. Or something.
I like slap. We could just put two words together. Leather and slap. No, that's a lap.
Oh, you mean like a slather?
Ooh.
No. I think it's going to be quite short because it's going to be...
Pamph.
Did you say
plinth? So not plinth, but pamph.
Because I think... No, but plinth's more like plinth. I think.
Well, I think it's got to have quite a high-pitched tone to it.
Yeah.
What about sneef?
I like sneef.
Sneef?
Sneef? We go with sneef?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sneef.
All right. Okay. All right, you want to think of a one to do?
The air inside a bubble wrap bubble.
Okay. Crumpf. No, I can't have two Fs.
I think it's got to sound a bit scientific.
Plactoid.
Fine. Works for me.
What about a blop?
A blop, because it's blop.
Release the blobs.
Yeah.
That
is just, that plastic is full of blobs.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's just air, but I like it. I think it's better blop.
Alright.
Tom?
Is there anything you've really just thought, I am so tired of describing to people, it needs a name?
The
anxiety you feel when you haven't spoken to your girlfriend for about 30 seconds when you've only been going out for a week.
the grime that builds up around the tap, an old tap.
Around the back.
Mm.
Bross.
No, not bross.
No, the stuff at the bottom of the toothbrush.
The milk. The old milk.
That's something.
Tooth milk. What do you call it?
Scrub. Mamph.
We can't keep this going. Mamph. Sneath.
Tooth dump. mouth dump. My toothbrush is full of mouth dump, and I haven't washed it for weeks. Teeth scum. Dental download.
That's good.
Okay, I've got another idea.
Tongue crumbs.
whilst people think of a couple of things, I'm going to make up a word. I'll have to guess what it is. I want you to guess what that is.
And you know.
I made it up now. It's a fun chant.
Right, a tactical vomit.
No, it's not like that.
A fun chant, is it a thing?
For the time being, go around and have a guess, and then I'll tell you who's closest.
Does it actually go any way to describing it, or is it just a nice sounding thing?
It's a nice sounding thing. Don't read too much into the word per se. It's just what do you think?
Okay,
that is all we've got though.
Yeah, I agree, but I mean, don't
give us an area. Give us an area to be researching in. Is it a huge poo that presses really hard against you?
It is something to do with. It's something to do with the bathroom. I saw.
Fun chat.
Is it farting in a bath?
No, but that's good.
Okay, is it like a revenge fart? Like someone has wronged you, and you fart, and they say how bad it is, even though they don't know it's you, and secretly in your
these
head.
These are way better than the ones I've come up with. I'll tell you. You know, if you're in a bit of a pickle, you say like I'm a bit of a pickle. If you're a bit of a fun chant, it's when you run out of toilet paper in the toilet.
The word has to describe it though.
I said that it didn't.
But this is gonna be this is the you
unrelated.
You've now that's the impossible game.
It's the impossible game.
Okay, all right, we'll play the impossible game. Johnny, yours next.
Right, this is
okay. I'll tell you what? How about sorry? You think of something, and then we've got 20 questions to try and figure out what it is.
And during those 20 questions, I guess you can think about what it is if you haven't thought about
it. I come up with a word, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be. It's a fwaftoid.
A fwaftoid?
Yeah.
That's the word. The word is fwaftoid.
Yeah.
Can you spell it for me?
P-F.
Oh, P-F.
Yeah. T-O.
Wow. P-F-T-O.
Fwaftoid. P-F-W-T-O-Y-D.
Okay.
Y-O-D.
I'm not worried about that, mate. I'm worried about the P-F-W-T.
It's a specifically dyslexic word.
Yeah.
This is not an English word. We've derived it from somewhere else, I imagine.
Latin.
Latin, yeah. Right.
Okay.
Question number one, John.
Is it smaller than a beer can?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it something that I can touch?
Mm-hmm. Tom?
Is it smaller than a party popper?
Yeah.
Would I ever buy it?
No. It's not for sale.
Own one?
It's not one, but you probably have had some.
Okay.
Do you have a set amount in your life?
No.
Is it something that you can connect to your body?
You can't connect it to your body, but it usually is found connected to a part of your body.
Does it smell?
Not necessarily.
But it can.
It can, but not directly. It doesn't smell, but you might make it smell because of the area that it's in.
Okay.
It's not your ass.
Does it come off clothes?
Yes.
It comes off clothes. Is it the little, you know, when you wash, like, lost a jumper and it gets those little cups of
it's not those, but near.
Okay. Does it collect near your asshole or above your asshole? Sorry, is it kind of the asshole area or?
I don't know what it is.
Is that below that? The asshole?
Oh, below. I thought it was belly button.
No, it's got a name.
Toes? Is it in the toes?
It is in the toes.
Ooh.
Is it the scum you get in between your toes
when you've got new socks on?
Nice.
Isn't that just called toe jam?
No,
the
very
new
different.
Sock stuff, lots of black stuff all over the
feet. Yeah. And they're called what, sorry?
I can barely remember, is it? Yeah.
Okay, right. Good. Tom, come up with a word, please, right?
Toe jam, I forgot about toe jam.
Yeah. I hate the sound of that, it sounds fucking disgusting.
Is that actually a thing, John?
Yeah, it's the horrible...
No, no, it's not a thing.
Definitely is. Toe jam, it's like the horrible scum you get in between your toes.
I've never got that, though.
You have. Everyone does. Under the nails, that, like... That white stuff.
Oh, that is just... That's just... White stuff.
White stuff?
It's not white, but it's like... It's like...
Like pus.
Not pus.
Off white.
It's not wet, it's dry.
It's like...
Is it, oh, is God, it, is this it, is disgusting. Oh, like, this really made me feel sick.
Well, of course it's not wet.
What do you mean?
You get off-white solid stuff under your nails?
When you leave it for like a while.
What do you mean a while? What have you left?
I don't always scrape underneath my nails.
Who does?
Yeah, by the way, what's that thing for?
What's your definition of nails?
What's your definition of always?
A nail clippers.
Have you just got like horrible old kind of Chinese wise man feet where the nails curve all the way around?
They're fine, it's just in the corners. Sometimes,
and that's white, is it? That's
off-white.
Off-white and solid.
Yeah, solid.
Crumbly.
Oh, crumbly. Oh, jeez.
Like damp sand. That,
oh, God. And how bad would you say it smells on like a scale on a scale of like naught to really, really...
Oh, fuck, I'm going to be sick. I actually am.
It's God.
Change the subject. Tom, come up with a word.
Jeez. God, I'm a bit shocked. I'll show you next time I do it.
Don't ever show me.
This sounds awful.
Don't ever show me.
It happens to everyone, I've just described it badly.
I don't know, you sound like you described yours very well.
Should we come back to you?
Yeah.
It's just, you know. John? Okay, alright. Okay. Slaxy.
Is it bigger than a football?
No.
So it's a thing. It's an item.
It's what it means is solid items, but it's more of a concept. Should that? By the way, just yes or no is what I should have been giving.
Does it smell?
No.
Could it smell?
No. It has nothing to do with Tom's feet.
Is it organic?
No.
Is it always about?
No.
Do I have one?
You have had one. Not you personally, all of you. We all have had one.
We don't have one anymore.
Well, probably not tonight.
What about on the weekend?
Yes. Usually, yes.
Usually, but not now.
No.
So it's something to do with it's fun.
Yeah.
Is it when you force yourself to have a wank?
No.
can we just
pause? Well, that is a much better name for a slaxy.
Yeah, can we pause for a second? We digress, but I don't think I've ever forced myself to have a wank. You either want one or you don't. And if you don't want one, there's never been a situation where someone's been like, fucking have a wank. I don't want to fucking have a wank. I don't want a wank. Fucking wank. That's never happened. So why would you be forcing yourself to have a wank?
You could, in theory.
No.
Well, do you mean that, do you think it's because, like, are you thinking about the I'm going out tonight, I might meet a girl, I haven't, so I'm
going to... It's ruled that out.
That's ruled out.
The one thing which I would have given the green light for.
That's not that. So why are you forcing yourself to wank?
Are they teary?
Oh, I bet they are. I bet there's...
It's not me, I said. It was a good name for that.
But for you to have brought that up means it's something that you've thought about, it's something you know about.
Maybe
but...
you're lying down.
Maybe. Hold on, maybe.
No, hold on, don't interrupt him. He's going,
think, I want to wank. But you physically, want one. You're not there. So it's slack, hence slacksy. So you kind of got to work yourself.
Oh, so you're not forcing yourself, but you think
your brain wants to, your body doesn't.
Exactly, slacksy.
Well, is it that your brain wants to, or is it that your brain just thinks, I've got nothing else to do?
Is it one of those ones where
you're... Usually one of the same.
You've been at home on your own for, let's say, 15 minutes. You've done the internet. Nothing on TV. Yeah. You're looking at Hotmail or Google Mail, looked at BBC News.
I really like the way that you go the internet. Right, Google Mail, Hotmail, BBC News, have a wank.
I think that's about right, isn't it? I might stumble quickly, and then upon.
Okay, yeah.
But that soon...
And that's what starts it. I'll read some interesting thing about controversial shit, or, you know, like a conspiracy theory. Next thing, I stumble. Oh, that's a pair of tits. You start struggling.
I don't think that's slacksy, though, because you might...
No, that's not slacksy, because then you start...
No, slacksy... I think slacksy's having a wank, knowing full well what the end result is going to be, but not being that keen on the process.
But you do, you just know, yeah. It's happened.
You don't deserve it.
You don't.
You've done no work for it.
No.
Do you ever deserve a wank?
I think you do. It's like a cold beer.
I think...
After a good day's work.
I think the closest that we'll ever get to understanding what women are like when they don't want to have sex is a slacksy.
Yeah. Have we changed the meaning?
No. Well, slacksy still means something different, but that is a much better definition.
So yeah,
you've taken the thunder out of my wheels. I mean, it's a new saying I'm going to be bringing in.
What's the derivative? Where does that come from? That saying,
what?
Taking the thunder out of my wheels.
Thunder wheels. Wheels.
Well, in my mind, I've just got
Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder.
That's a car.
That's a much better one than I was going to come up with. I was just going to say. Something about Mad Max and Waterworld, but that's silent.
Cryptic.
Yeah, well, like I said, Tom's not much. Can't come up with his own definition, but is happy to hijack both of mine.
You make the word. I'll give you what it's about.
So you're the doer. You're the fixer
for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't class you as a fixer though. Like, you know, when they watch those programs, it's like, oh, we've landed in Bangkok. We've got our fixer who's going to take us around the show. I don't foresee you in that same mold.
I have to say, I could imagine
in Bangkok.
I could imagine you in that exact role.
Anyway,
slacksy.
So I've got it on the weekend, but I don't have it now.
Yeah.
Is it sexy?
No.
Is it an item of clothing?
No.
It's a concept, but it's a thing.
Is it a state of mind?
No.
Is it fun to do with fun and like drinking?
Yes.
Is it
a good thing?
Well, yeah, yes it is, but it's an indication that something else has happened.
Is it when you've gone past the 4 or 5 pint mark and then financial worries go out the window and you're having a bit of a slacksy and you're just using, yeah, I ain't right, buy all the drinks?
No, but it does kind of tie in with that a little bit.
So it comes after
Is it something to do with the kebab?
You're on the right track.
Okay, is it when it's the food that you really want when you're pissed, but you don't want it, but you do want it because you're pissed?
No. But it's something to do with late night kebabs.
Late night kebabs.
Is it the next day?
No, it's not the next day. I'll give you a clue. It's more financial than anything else.
Is it slacksy the panic you have when you don't think you've got enough money for a kebab?
No.
Because we've all been there. I was there last night. Johnny, lend me a fiver.
Where were you last night?
Just went to something and then went for a few beers down the road.
Hang on, what thing?
Oh, I don't want to do
it. Oh, actually, I know what it is.
I don't want to do it on that. Went to a thing.
It was fashion.
Yeah, I do know what it is. Unbelievable.
Just went to a kind of
fashion sale.
I mean, when you know.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Kebab. That's not what we're talking about, is it? Slacksy. I think we give up.
Is it bad? Is it bad, Donomy?
No. Well, again, that's a much better name for
it. You remember when I had that Donomy the other day that was disgusting and it tasted just like cheese? You got back drunk and tasted it, right? It's alright.
Oh, is it Tom's version of Slacksy? The toe jam?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Slacksy does sound like a name for that. Don't get your sock off.
Tom, stop. It's horrible.
He's getting the toe jam out.
Tom, stop.
I'm not going to get the toe jam out.
If you do that, you're banned.
I just wanted to see if there's any.
So we're off the track.
I can't guess.
I can't guess.
All right, it is quite a tough one, I'll admit. It's the random amount of cash you wake up with in your pocket on a Saturday morning and no idea how a tenner ended up that way.
Yeah, I know that if I wake up in the morning after a night out and I've got about 10 and about 8 pound coins,
yeah.
I know I spent far too much.
Because
that means that I dig out 30 at the end.
Well, you normally multiply the slacksy by about 10, and that's how much money you took out to buy whatever it is you bought.
Yeah. I need £5, but I guess I'll probably do 50 for later.
So, ideally, you want to wake up with about a 10p slacksy.
Yeah.
10 piece lexi, right?
I did nothing.
I get it. It's a good word for it. I do like the word for it.
Yeah, I like
Although I have to say, I really like Tom's. What was Tom's again?
Why don't you have to force yourself?
So good.
None of it. 7, 9.